here she is dealing with pro-Palestinian protesters at a rally in Michigan. By the time she's finished with them, they're cheering her. Cut number six.
You know what? Hold on a second. Hold on, everybody. We are all in here together. I'm told an extraordinary number of folks who are here together because we love our country. We're here to fight for our democracy, which includes respecting the voices that I think that we are hearing from. And let me just say this on topic of what I think I'm hearing over there. Let me just speak to that for a moment, and then I'm going to get back to the business at hand. So let me say, I have been clear. Now is the time to get a ceasefire deal and get the hostage deal done.
All right, I misspoke. It was Phoenix. It wasn't Michigan, but you get that.
Yeah, I got the message.
Does that cause Prime Minister Netanyahu heartburn?
Of course not. Of course not. He doesn't pay any attention to what Kamala Harris. He listens to the people that matter, that have power in the United States. The deep state are coordinating, have been coordinating this before he even got to Washington to give his address to Congress. And of course, this doesn't matter. And it doesn't bother Netanyahu at all, because Hamas are not even going to go to this conference by Biden on the 15th.